Morning. Pei Vav. And by the way, when I say Pei Vav, of course I mean Pei Zion. Okay, but we're going to start in Pei Vav. Okay, it's our starting point. We begin this morning with a Mishnah. We're in the sixth parak of Chul, and we're discussing the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. The Torah tells us that when we shecht either an animal or a bird, wild animal or a bird, so there's a mitzvah to cover the blood. The Mishnah discusses the following scenario. So you have someone who is mentally incapacitated. He's a cheresh, a shotev, a katan. Cheresh is someone who's a deaf mute. Bizmana Gemara, in the time of the Gemara, the deaf mute was always viewed as somebody who was mentally incompetent. Shotev is someone who is deranged, clinically deranged. And a katan, of course, is a minor who is clinically deranged but has got a great prognosis. Sheshachtu va'achein ro'nosam. So they shecht, and other people see them shecht, chayim l'chasos, chayim l'chasos. So then there's a mitzvah of kisui adam, meaning that on their own, you really have no idea whether they're capable. But if somebody watches what they're doing, so you have the Mishnah refers to as achem ronosam, so then that means that their shechita was good. Shechita is an act, shechita is a physical act, and as long as you saw that the actual physical act was performed, so then that would be fine. As far as kavana is concerned, so remember we discussed much earlier in the Masechta, shechita doesn't really need kavana. There's no specific kavana to shecht. It's just simply a function of doing a proper job, doing a good job. Okay, so good.
If a knife fell and somebody watched it, so shecht.
You need koach, right? The only thing we said earlier in the Masechta is that you need koach gavra. You need some force of human. To drop a knife, remember we discussed earlier in the Masechta, to drop a knife from your hand, that's no good. But if you throw the knife down, even if you had no intent of actually slicing an animal, and it happens to be that it hit an animal, so that would be fine, you just need koach gavra. There was a discussion earlier, now I'm remembering, about what maybe koach chituch, kavana l'chatech, intent to cut something, maybe. But you don't really, but kavana for shechting, that you don't need. Okay. Beinan levenatzman pater melechasas. However, Cherishot of a katan was playing with a knife, and they shechted a bird or an animal, and nobody saw it. And now you really have no idea what happened over there. So patal malchaso. So then there's no inyan to cover because simply you do not know whether or not the shechita was performed. V'chein l'inyan osav v'sbeno. Now we're going to go back to the fifth parak. Right? We did this a couple of times already, where really there's a relationship between the mitzvah of kisui adam and the iser of osav v'sbeno. Meaning we want to know: is it a shechita or is it not a shechita? So the same scenario and the same laws apply by Osav Esbano. Notably, Sheshachtev Achem Ronosam Asal Lishchot Achareihem, which is if you have one of these mentally incompetent people shecht and others are watching them shecht, so that means that the shechita was a good shechita, which means now that the offspring cannot be shechted on the same day. However, Beinan Leveinatzman. So, but what if they shecht and nobody else was watching? So Rameyer Matya Lishchot Acharim. So Rameyer says, go ahead. It's okay. Meaning that we're going to assume that their shechita was not a good shechita. And so therefore, you're allowed to shecht Acharim. You could shecht an offspring on that day. Perfect. Perfect. That's hold, because that's exactly the discussion we're going to take this Mishnah. V'chachamim osrim, and the chachamim say no. It's prohibited. Right? What's the svara behind the chachamim? It's very simple. Because we don't know. Meaning, this mentally incompetent individual, cheresh, shotev, katan, they shechted. Nobody else watched. Which means now, it could be that they didn't shecht it correctly, but it could be that they did shecht it correctly. We simply don't know. So this is what we classically know as a suffix. Now, being that it's a suffix, so now just let's follow through to its logical conclusion. Certainly won't be able to eat the meat. Correct. Certainly won't be able to eat the meat. But now the question is, can I shecht the offspring on that very same day? I don't know. Because maybe the shechita was good. On the side that the shechita was good, I can't shecht the offspring. On the side that the shechita is not good, so I would be able to shecht the offspring, but it's a suffix, we don't know. And the iser vosa v'esbeno is obviously an iser d'araisa. So on suffix, we're going to be machmir. Okay, that's very good. In other words, you hear the chachamim very well.
Correct.
Right. Hatala Bahai. The two would be contingent on one another. Shim Shachat. I'm sorry. V'chachamim Mosim. Umodim. However, the Mishnah wraps it up by saying that look, the Chachamim are going to agree. Shim shachar sheino sofek is arbaim. That if you shech the son on the very same day, he's not going to get malchus, the shochet, the person doing so. In other words, had he asked somebody, can I shech? He'd say, no, of course you can't shech, because it's a sofek. We don't know how the first shechita went. We don't know how the mother was shechted. Meaning, we know the mother was shechted. We know it was done by a mentally incompetent person. We don't know how it went. On the side that it was good, you can't shech. But if he shechs, is he going to get malchus? No, because he didn't definitively violate the isra of osav espeno. Good. The Rashi, you say exactly like Rashi said. Rashi says a hasra of suffik.
Right. Because
right. On the gear side, it's avera suffik. Okay, it's really both. Now virabanan. Maishna resha de lo pligi, maishna sefer de pligi. Yeah, Gemara asks really a fantastic question. Meaning, if you look at the Mishnah deals with two issues. Number one, the issue of kisur adam, and number two, the issue of osav espeno. Now, on the issue of osav espeno, what was the Chachamim's position? Suffolk. Right? Rav Meir says, cherishot v'katan, it's not a shechita at all. And the Chachamim argue by osav espeno. By kisur adam, there was no give and take between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Yeah, how come? How come Rav Meir and the Chachamim didn't argue in the first part of the Mishnah? So the Gemara gives a first attempt to answer the question. Reisha, yamrinan. I'm sorry. Maishna v'sefo, maishna reisha. Tlo pligi. Maishna sefo de pligi. Reisha, yamrinan. Chayev lechasos amishchita malayasehi vasel amelcha mishchita son. Yeah, brilliant. Well, almost brilliant. You're going to see the Gemara is not going to love it so much, but right. If we have one of these people, one of these mentally incompetent people, shecht, and again, according to the Chachamim, it's a suffik. We don't know. Maybe it was good. Maybe it wasn't good. All right, so let's cover the blood. Kisur Adam. What do you got to lose? The Gemara says, actually, no, you have a lot to lose. Because somebody sees you covering the blood, they're going to assume, oh, covering the blood, oh, Shechita must have been good. No, I'm only covering the blood because it's a suffix, and maybe the Shechita was good. You know, you can't broadcast that information every single time. And so somebody sees you covering the blood, they're going to say, oh, the Shechita must have been good. Oh, okay, fine. Now, so that's the Gemara's, that's why the Chachamim would not recommend covering the blood. It's almost like a Marasayan, but here it's like a Marasayan opposite, meaning it's, you know, people will think because you're covering, oh, it must have been a good Shechita. So Sefer Nami came into Kamir Rabbana Asol Ishchad Acharei Mami Shechita Mal Yasi Vasol Amechem Shechita San. So the Gemara says, okay, but that's a good explanation, but you run into the same problem with Osav Espeno. Meaning, I go now and I want to shech the offspring. And somebody says to me, oh, don't do that, because the mother was shechted already today. Oh, really? Mother was shechted already today. Who knew that? And so then you go back to the mother and you're going to eat the mother because you're going to say, oh, I wasn't able to eat the offspring today because the mother was shechted today. Must be that the shechita of the mother was good. And again, you're going to lose out on the nuance that the mother wasn't shechted. It's a suffix. We don't know if the mother was shechted or not. So Seifa Amre Brisadol Kami Baile. So the Gemara.
I mean, if I was done right.
Right.
We don't cover the offspring just because
we covered. No. Two different issues. Osav Espeno is one issue, and Kisur Adam is the second issue. The Gemara is just wondering in the Mishnah. The Chachamim are arguing on the case of Kisur Adam, and they're not arguing the case of other way around.
No.
The Chachamim are arguing by Osav Espeno and not arguing by Kisur Adam, but the two separate issues in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says like this, Amre, Bisra de lo kimi baile. So the Gemara says, well, no, because in the case of Osav Espeno, people will say, sorry, no, I was right the first time. In the case of Kisur Adam, so the Gemara will, people will say, Bisra de lo kimi baile. Well, the, I'm sorry. You're right. Right. But Osav Espeno, people will say, well, he just didn't want meat. So Reishanami Amel Anake Chatzeru Tzarech. Well, the Gemara says, well, with the covering of the blood. In other words, can we explain the covering by simply saying, look, he just didn't want blood on his property, meaning he shecht in his front yard, he shecht in his backyard, he didn't want the blood there, so he covered it, not because of the mitzvah of Kisur Adam, just simply because he wanted to cover it. So Shachach Be'Ashma Ma'ikal Amemar Ba'Limlach Ma'ikal Amemar. The Gemara says, look. Thank you so much. That's all well and good, but let's say he shechts it in the garbage, over the garbage. Garbage over here doesn't necessarily mean, right? In other words, in a place that he doesn't care about. And then all of a sudden he's covering the blood. Again, people seeing it are going to say, oh, must be the shechita was good. Or, what if he simply asks a question? In other words, he goes over to the Rav and he asks a question, and there are other people standing there, and he says, should I or shouldn't I cover the blood? Do I have a mitzvah to cover the blood? And the Rav's going to say, cover the blood. Everybody who's there watching is going to say, oh, cover the blood. Oh, shechita must have been a good shechita. You can't get around the fact that you're covering the blood, and people are going to think the shechita was a good shechita. So the Gemara says, okay, but Osef Espinosa is the same issue. Meaning, I go over to my Rav. Here's what happened. Cheir showed to the katan shecht the mother. I now want to shecht the offspring. Can I or can I not? And the Rav's going to answer correctly, you can't. Now, the Rav will then give an explanation, but at that point in time, people lost their attention. We all suffer from some form of attention deficit. In other words, the Rav will say you can't, and then immediately people will run to the conclusion, oh, I know why you can't, because the first shechita was a good shechita. So in other words, again, it's basically the same issue, meaning that the Chachamim say that in the world of Kisri HaDam, don't cover the blood, because people will walk away with the conclusion saying, oh, the shechita must have been good. So the same issue resides in Osef Espino. By virtue of the fact that I can't shech the offspring, must mean that the shechita of the mother was good. Ella. Rabbanan akula milsa pligi. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. The Chachamim argue really on the entire Mishnah. Meaning even though we were not introduced to the Chachamim until the end of the Mishnah, until the Osef Espino, which is issue number 2 in the Mishnah, nevertheless they argue on the entire Mishnah. And the Mishnah here gets to teach us a lesson about courtesy. What the Chachamim did is waited until Rabbi Meir finished his entire discourse, entire presentation. And then the Chachamim argued. So in other words, the Chachamim argue on both points of the Mishnah, on the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah. Meaning the machlokis here is very simple. Rabbi Meir says that the Shechitas Katan is not a Shechita at all. Meaning, if the katan or any of these other mentally incompetent people, if they shecht beino levein atzmo, on their own, Rameir says, it's nothing. They didn't do a good job. And the Chachamim say, no, maybe they did, it's a suffix. So the Chachamim now is going to follow their position all the way through, both on the issue of Kisui Adam and on the issue of Osef Espino. Okay. Bishlam Rabban Lechumra. So the Gemara says, look, now I get it. Meaning, now that I understand the machlokas, so I really do understand the Chachamim. The Chachamim make perfect sense. Here you have a katan who shechted, or a cheresh v'shota, and we don't know. And we don't know, so therefore we're going to be machmir. We're going to be stringent. Which means that on the issue of kisui hadam, right, the Chachamim will say, let's start off with Osef Espino. On the issue of Osef Espino, don't shech the offspring. Okay? And on the issue of Kisui Adam, what's the Chachamim going to say? Don't cover? I guess. Right? I guess, yeah. Don't cover.
You know, so it's not a very good answer because in many missions where we see, you know, two cases and two machlokes.
Yeah, okay.
They repeat and then they ask you, why do we need them both? So, yeah.
Okay.
It's a
courtesy. Yep. Ella Rabbi Meir, my time. But what's behind Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara now is going to present. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mechayv Haya Rabbi Meir al Shechitas Hamishum Nevela. So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that when you have a katan or a cheresh or a shota and they shecht and no one's watching them, the animal is a nevela. We are going to assume that the shechita was not a good shechita, and so therefore the animal is going to be a nevela. Okay.
That's Rabbi Meir.
Now, what should bother you about Rabbi Meir? Meaning, where are we going to go? Where are we going to go now in the Gemara? What's the next step of the Gemara? So Amar Rabbi Ami, how the rov maaseh mekukalim, the majority of their actions, their meaning, cheresh v'katan or mekukalim, they're not constructive, they're destructive, and so consequently, we're going to assume based on the principle of rov that the shechita was not a good shechita. Therefore, the animal that shechted by a cheresh shot v'katan, when nobody, no supervision, no adult supervision, is going to be considered nevela. By the mitzvah of kisui adam, don't bother covering it. By the iser of osef espino, there is no iser of osef espino because the parent wasn't shechted today. Amle Rav Papa Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishuv Amle Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishuv Rav Papa Ma Yer Yerava Filo Miyonami Rav Meir Chai Shlomi Yuta. So the Gemara now goes and says, wait a second, this is Rabbi Meir we're talking about. Remember, Rabbi Meir consistently throughout Shas is of the opinion that he's choshesh lemiyuta. He's worried about the minority. Right? We see that time and again throughout Shas. So the Gemara says, so wow, wait a second. Now we should all be totally confused because majority of actions done by Chereshot V'Katan are mekukalim. But that's majority. That leaves a minority. And from Rav Meir's perspective, a minority is significant. He is choshesh lemiyuta. Right. So here it's operating that the chance that it was good. Right. But on the chance that it was good, it leads to an isser. Right? I know it's a little confusing. But on the chance that it's good, it results in the isser of Osa Vesbano. Right. Good. Okay, perfect. Rabbi Goldstein, that is the answer. So the Ma'ir Yerava Filomir Namida Rav Meir Chai Shlomi Yuta. So the Gemara says, okay, but here's how it's going to work over here. Smoch Miyuta Lechazaka V'Isra Le'Ruba. Okay, this takes us really to fundamental issues in terms of halacha and establishing halacha. Okay, we have two concepts over here that are competing one against the other. We have a concept of Rova and we have a concept of Chazaka. Rov tells us how the action went, meaning that there was a shechita that was done by somebody who was mentally incompetent. Okay. The majority of the time, the shechita is not going to go well. It's not going to be a shechita, right? There are a number of things that have to be done, physical performances, right? Real dexterity that's necessary, right? Without pausing, going back and forth, okay? Strength, just too many coordination issues. It's not going to go well. But that's only a majority of the time. So the Rov tells us that the action was done poorly, right? Not just poorly, but no good. The Chazaka tells us that the animal's not kosher. Meaning, what's Chazaka? Chazaka is status, right? What's status quo? An animal, a live animal, is usur. And what we're doing with Shechita is we're changing the Chazaka. But to change the status quo, but right now, as a live animal, the animal is usur. So now, here's how it works according to Rav Meir. The majority, the status of the animal is that it's usur, right? Chayshma smoch mi'uta l'chazaka v'isra le'ruba. So, I'm sorry, this is a question. What the Gemara now is suggesting is that chazaka plus miut, so think of this equation. Chazaka plus miut is going to be greater than rov. I know that's
combine.
Huh? Yeah, the Gemara is suggesting combine it. Take the chazaka, take the miut, and smoke chazaka le miut v'isra le ruba, knock out the rov. Rov tells us that the shechita wasn't good. The chazaka. Right. I'm sorry. What? Wait. Hold on one second. Wait. Before we get to the questions, let me present this again. Meaning, again, we're trying to decipher Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, here's what we know for a fact. Rav Meir says that, right, you have a shechita that was done by one of these mentally incompetent people. Rav Meir says it was nothing. It was nothing. What's the rationale? What's the reason behind Rav Meir? So the Gemara in explanation, Rabbi Ami in explanation says, well, the majority of them mess it up. What the Gemara is saying, let me present this again, and let me present this a little slightly more clearly. Slightly. What the Gemara is saying is, why do I even need Rov? Meaning, in explaining Rav Meir, why do I even need Rov? Meaning, all I need really is even just saying, some of them mess it up. Miut plus, right, plus Chazaka. Meaning the Chazaka tells us the animal's not kosher because it was a live animal. Avram and Achai, right? or you want to say Einashchuta, it's usher. A live animal is usher. So now that's a chazaka. And the animal died, but we don't know how it died. And Rav Meir's choshesh lemiyuta. So according to Rav Meir, take miyut, add it to chazaka, and that's it. That's all you need. Chazaka plus miyut is greater than rov. Now,
assuming that the rov is good.
Assuming that, right.
Not assuming the rov is not good.
And right.
If you assume the rov is good,
right.
You still have the
man. Now, this equation, listen to this part. I think I'm right about this. This equation only works according to Rav Meir. Why? Because according to the Chachamim, miyut is nothing. Meaning, what do we generally assume? You have a majority, that's it, done. Meaning the majority now will determine what happened, right? The Gemara says, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. Right, if I have Rov versus Chazaka, Rov is stronger. Meaning, to us, in Halacha, Rov is one of the strongest forces of operation, right? In other words, the majority, right? Ruba de Isa come on, Ruba de Lesa come on, it doesn't matter. In other words, when you have Rov, Rov is strong. So to us, meaning not Rav Meir, but to the Chachamim, to the majority position, but to the Chachamim, Rov is the strongest force. We don't even consider Miyut. Rav Meir does. So what the Gemara now is pondering over here is that for Rav Meir, I don't even need to say that most of the mentally incompetent people don't know what they're doing anyway. I don't even need to go that far. For Rav Meir, all I need to say is some of them mess it up. And the chazaka is it's no good. And from Rav Meir's perspective, miyut is significant. So I have miyut plus chazaka, and now we're talking. That's really all we should need.
No, but I think about Rav Meir. Even if the Rav Meir, you would say that the rov is good, even if you say, but since it's chayish
correct.
Miyut,
right.
So miyut and chazaka will overtrump it anyway.
Correct. Correct. All right. That's it. I mean, that's really what's bothering the Gemara right now. Why do you have to go so far as to say Rov?
Right.
Miyut for Rav Meir would be enough. Smech miyut al chazak of Yisrael Leruba. Did not. And now the Gemara just simply makes sure that we understand this. Tinoch shenimsa b'tzad isa basik b'yado. You have a child who's standing next to dough, and ubasik b'yado is holding the dough in his hand. Now, Rabbi Meir mitar v'chachamim mitamim. Now, Rabbi Meir says the dough is fine. The dough is fine. Even though you have a child. Now, children love playing with things and love playing with disgusting things. And children will take a sheretz and they'll pick up a sheretz and they'll, right? And the chachamim say the dough is tamim. Well, what's behind the chachamim? Very simple. We understand the nature of the child. Child loves playing with bugs and dead bugs. And there's a good chance that he had a sheretz in his hand, and the sheretz touched the isa. Okay, that's a chachamim. V'amin in my time at the Rav Meir, chachamim, we kind of understand what's behind Rav Meir. Rav Meir does not argue about the mitzios. The mitzios is correct. Yeah, most children do love playing with dead bugs. They love it. But here's the story. Some don't. Some children don't. So there's a miut, there's a small chance that this child didn't. Now this dough, what's the chazaka? It was tahor. Right. So what do you see? That according to Rav Meir, take a chazaka, add it together with a miut, and that's true, and it's stronger than a rov. So mitapkim miut and mitapkim. This is the chazaka is tahara omedes. Smoch miuta, top of pei vav on the base. Smoch miuta lechazaka v'israel ruba. Okay. So here we are now. Okay. Good. Now we're at the place of the Gemara where the Gemara just does not understand our explanation of Rav Meir. Here's what we know. Our Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, says that if you have a mentally incompetent person, right, let's talk with the scenario of the child, who shechs an animal. Rav Meir says it's nothing. Now, we can give, based on the Mishnah that we just learned together, a very simple explanation. Meaning, let's even say majority of the children know what they're doing. Let's even say that. But the minority don't. The animal has a chazaka, has a status of being prohibited. So we're going to take the status, the chazaka, we're going to add it to the minority, and that should be enough. And how do I know that should be enough? Look at the Mishnah we just learned. And by the way, the Mishnah is a strong raya that that's enough. Why? Because the Mishnah is saying that we're going to take Chazak and Miyuta, and we're going to say something's Tahor. I mean, we're going to be Mekel with that argument. So if we're going to be Mekel with that argument, you don't think we're going to be Machmer with that argument as well? Gemara says like this. Im Amru Safik Tumah Latahar, Yom Safik Issa Lahatir. Gemara says, you just compare Tumah Tahara to Issa Veheter. You can't do that. The Tumah Tahara, we have an allowance to be Mekel by Safik. By Issa Veheter, we have no such allowance. In the world of Tumah Tahara, so we know, Safik Tumah, right, Berushos HaRabim, in a public area, so we can be Mekel. Right, if it comes to Safek Isser, we have no right to be Mekel. Right. In other words, what Chazaka and Miut leave us with, let's see if we can really follow this. Hopefully I'm explaining it well. What Chazaka and Miut really leave us with is a Safek. Meaning, according to Rav Meir, Chazaka is significant. According to Rav Meir, Miut is significant. I put the two together. The way the Gemara was presenting it is that it trumps Rove. Let's not say it like that.
Right. But depends on the category.
Wait, just wait 1 second. Yeah, I know, but just wait. It doesn't trump Rove. It's basically the same. Meaning Chazaka plus Miut is as strong as Rove. In other words, it kind of balance each other out. I know I'm not providing for us a real formulaic approach trying to understand this. But what the Gemara now is suggesting is that for a mayor, if Miut is good enough, where if I put it and attach it with Chazaka, it equals Rov. In the world of Tumah Tahara, that's good enough. Because Safek Tumah, under certain circumstances, we can be Mekel. In the world of Issa Veheter, it's not going to be good enough, because in the world of Issa Veheter, if all I have now is a Safek,
Chazaka is
Isor. Right. All I have left now is Safek. Safek shouldn't be good enough. Meaning on the issue of Osav Es Beno, don't shech the offspring on the same day. Because there is a good chance that shechita went well. Okay. So the Gemara... Now you understand. That's why Rabbi Ami's explanation is necessary. Rabbi Ami says, it's not that Rav Meir says that some of them don't know what they're doing. Most of them don't know what they're doing. Now you have the chazaka, the animal's not kosher. Plus you have a rove that the kid didn't know what he was doing. Now I put the two together. Now you understand. So now the conclusion is, it was nothing. Shechita was nothing. So, I'm sorry. Issur lahatir. Okay, period. And then the rest of this sugya talks about, what's the halacha? Yeah, what is the halacha? So, hori rebika remer, v'hori rebika chachamim. So again, a moment of comic relief. So Rebbe paskin like remer, Rebbe paskin like the chachamim. Okay, no, that can't be. It means that at one stage of Rebbe's life, he sided with Rav Meir, and at one stage of his life, he sided with the Chachamim. Which stage? Meaning?
Rebbe Meir was not alive when...
Rebbe Meir was a late Tana, but Rebbe was the caboose of Tanayim.
If the Chachamim outnumbered Rebbe Meir...
I don't know if they overlapped in life. Rebbe Meir was a student of Rebbe Akiva.
Yeah.
Right. And Rebbe was one or two generations later.
Yeah.
So it could be that there was overlap.
If the Chachamim outnumber Rebbe Meir, why just go back?
Why did Rebbe follow like Rebbe Meir? And yeah, that's a very, I don't know the answer to that question.
Usually follow the Chachamim away from Rebbe Meir.
The thing is it like a Stam Mishnah or is it?
No. No, the Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah.
As disagreeing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't have an answer. Hor Rebbe Kerameva, Hor Rebbe Kechachamim. Haiminai Da'achraisa. So the Gemara now wants to know, which one did Rebbe settle on? Meaning, we know Rebbe passing like both. Which one was his final position, so to say? Meaning, we're going to assume that the final one was the one that was most authoritative, it was the most distilled, he thought it through more, and he landed on what he felt to be the more authoritative position. Tashma de Rabbi Abba, Breda Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Zerah, Havakaim, Beshukat de Kesara, Piskot de Be Medrasha. Gemara is going to tell us a story. I'm going to let you in on what I'm thinking, although normally I don't. This story is going to be very strange. There is more to the story that the Gemara is not telling us. I am sure of it. Okay? Can I tell you that that's a fact? No, but it's just going to be such a strange story. There's got to be a story behind the story, and I don't know what it is. So, but I'll just tell you the story as it's presented in the Gemara. Two Amoraim, Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and Rabbi Zeir were standing in the marketplace of Kesari outside the Beis Medrash. Nafik, Rabbi Ami Ashkechinu. Rabbi Ami comes from inside the Beis Medrash out. He sees these two Amoraim, and he says, Amalahu, lava, min luchu beidan ki beimidrash lo tekimu avrai. I don't understand. What are you guys doing outside the Beis Medrash? They're learning inside now in the Beis Medrash. And I've told you before, right? There's got to be a story behind the story. And I've told you before, don't be outside the Beis Medrash when they're learning. Why? And what's happening is people learning inside the Beis Medrash, and there's going to be issues coming up in the Beis Medrash, and without your resolving the issue, people are going to walk away confused. So don't hang outside the Beis Medrash. Yes, but I am speculating. There's a reason why they were outside the Beis Medrash. And watch the next part of the story. Rabbi Zera al, Rabbi Abba lo al. Rabbi Zera went into the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Abba did not go into the Beis Medrash. Why not? I don't know. It's got to be a story behind the story. Yasi v'kami ba'ilahu. So here was the question that was asked. Hai minayach reisa, our issue. Meaning we know that Rabbi Paschim like Chachamim, we know that Rabbi Paschim like Rav Meir. Which was the latter psak of Rabbi? And the assumption is that's going to be the more authoritative one. Amalu Rabbi Zera lo shafkina ledi shayla l'saba. Rabbi Zera says, I can't believe you're asking me. Don't ask me, ask the elder. Meaning the one who didn't come into the Beis Medrash. Dilma shmiya le me'avua, because maybe he, Rabbi Abba, heard it from his father, Rabbi Chiya, and maybe he would know. Now, it would make a lot of sense. Rabbi Chiya learned by Rabbi, so it would make a lot of sense. V'avua mineh de Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya also studied under Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba kol tasin yom kama had to tamu de kama de Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, this makes it sound like this is not the Rabbi Chiya of Rabbi's generation. Anyway, but Rabbi Chiya bar Abba learned with Rabbi Yochanan, went over Shas every 30 days. They say this. They say this about Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay, I tell you, you know. Yeah.
Shas would have been much smaller than.
not to take anything away, but yes, you're correct. You're correct. No Rashi, no Tosos, no. I mean, yes, Rashi Tosos, just not in the standard editions we have. Okay, so, okay, and right. Mishnah and explanation, meaning, no, even back then, the Mishnah was just cliff notes. Right, they still needed explanation. So, my haviyala tashma deshalach Rebbe Elazar lagola hore Rebbe, I'm sorry, hore Rebbe kareb Meir, the Gemara sent a letter to Rebbe Elazar, and he responds, Hore Rebbe kareb Meir. Rebbe ruled like Rav Meir, which Ben only makes her question stronger. Like, it's just, why did he go with Rav Meir over the Chachamim? V'hak Rabbanu Nami Orei, Elalav Shmamina, Hadach Rina Shmamina. So the psak of him going like Rabbi Meir was Rebbe's more authoritative psak and the later psak. So that means, in conclusion, the halacha is, the Gemara's conclusion is, that if you have a katan who shechs and there is no adult supervision and nobody saw the shechita, we will assume the shechita is no good. Okay? It's just simply no good. Why? So we'll say it, because most of the children who shech don't know what they're doing. And also on top of that, there's a chazaka. So you have chazaka plus rov. Chazaka plus rov results in shechita not being good at all.
What about the suffix right of the korma, meaning that since there's a doubt, and you could...
Correct. So what we're saying now is that rov plus chazaka is far exceeds suffix, right, meaning almost makes it definitive.
Correct.
And that means now that if the question comes up, the child shechted the mother that day, and now we get to the offspring. Can I shech the offspring? And the answer is going to be yes. Absolutely.
Only the private ones.
Correct. Right. Shechat mea chayos b'makam echad. 100 animals in one spot. So you have a pool of blood. Okay? Kisui echad lekulan. The Mishnah tells us one kisui is all you need. Meaning the mitzvah of kisui does not have to be one kisui per animal.
What do you do with the rest of
the blood? Huh?
What do you do with the rest of the blood?
Meaning, no, you have a pool of blood over there.
In general, just covering up the blood, you mean the entire blood? Or just, even if you have one animal, you have to cover the whole thing.
We're kind of, you know, it's interesting. We're going to get through the entire parak, and we're finishing up pretty shortly. And the Gemara will touch on how much of the blood needs to be shechted, but even after all said and done, I don't have full clarity, to be honest. I don't have full clarity on how much blood needs to be covered. We're never really going to speak in terms of inches. Like, does it have to be buried under the ground? Right? A simple sprinkling on top would be sufficient.
No, but here's the question. Do you have to have a piece of each animal? Is that a mitzvah of each animal?
Right. Right, correct. Right. In other words, right now, fundamentally, Phil's correct. Fundamentally, right now, the Gemara wants to know, how many kisuis are necessary? And the answer is, it doesn't have to be one per. You can have multiple dam for multiple animals, and one kisui will be enough. Mea ofos b'malkam echad kisui echa l'kulam. Chayav ha'of b'malkam echad. What if you shecht an animal and a bird? By the way, every time I say animal, just remember, we're talking about wild animals. There's no mitzvah to cover the blood of a behemoth. Chayv of the open malkam echad kisui echad lekulam, one kisui for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shachar chayi chasen v'achar kach kishkar desaof. Rabbi Meir on this issue, not Rabbi Meir, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda on this issue says no, that when you shecht chayi and of, it is first you need to cover the chayi, then you need to cover the blood of the bird. Tana Rabban, the Gemara is now going to explain to us what's behind this machlokus in the Mishnah. Chaya kol mashma chaya bein meruba bein miyuta. The word chaya, it's like, I'll give you an example. It's like in the English you say deer, right? Just as an example. Deer means one, deer means a lot, right? No, I'm being serious. In other words, right, fish, right. They're just simply, there's no way to pluralize. In the English language, there are not that many examples, but, right. So, chaya also. Chaya is a word which could mean a lot. One animal could also mean a lot of animal.
How come there's chaya?
Now, there's also, right, that's a good question. So I was thinking the same thing myself.
Maybe it's just
malachim chaya. Okay, yeah. So, bein miyuta, bein miyuta. Ov, kol mashma, sorry. Mashma, ov, bein meruba, bein miyuta. Mikana Mushacha mea chayas mamakam echad kisu echalakulan. Mea ofas mamakam echad kisu echalakulan. Chayav of mamakam echad kisu echalakulan. So good. So that now explains our Mishnah. Meaning that when our Mishnah, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of kisui, the Torah talks about chaya or of, but now we understand chaya doesn't necessarily mean one. Chaya can mean many. Same thing is true by of. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shachad Chaya. Ah. So, right, just one second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shachad Chaya Yechasen V'Achachach Yishchot Asof Shenamar Chaya O'Ov. Now, what's behind Rabbi Yehuda? Chaya O'Ov, O is that separator.
Right.
Taking the Chaya and Ov and removing them one from the other. Amrulo. Now, here's the response to Rabbi Yehuda, which when we first read it, it's going to be very just ambiguous. Amrulo, they say to Rabbi Yehuda, Hari Omer Ki Nefesh Kol Basar Dama B'Nav Shahu. The soul of every living creature is in the blood. Oh, okay, that explains everything. That it right now explains nothing. What's the response of the Chacham to Rabbi Yehuda? So, the Gemara's question. Mai kam mehadre le? Hachi ka'amri le rabbanan. Hai omi bai le lechalek. The O is coming to be mechalek. Rabbi Yehuda lechalek midamo nafka. Meaning, I already know, in other words, without the O, I might have thought that there's only a mitzvah of kisui when I do both. Right? In other words, chaya v'ov. When is there a mitzvah? When I shecht both chaya and ov. The O is coming to tell me that there's a mitzvah if I do either or. Oh, okay, good. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Same conclusion, but from a different source. Midamo nafka. It's blood. Right? It is in the singular. And that's the Chacham's response. If I only had the word damo, damo doesn't necessarily mean it's in the singular. Damo could also mean it in the plural. And how do I know that? That's the pasuk that they quote. Am Rabbi Chanina Modeh Haya Rabbi Yehuda Le'inyan Bracha Sheinu Mavarech Ela Bracha Achas. Okay, we get on to the topic of bracha. Always an exciting topic, always an interesting topic. How many brachas do you make? Meaning that according to the Chachamim, the answer is obvious. Because it's only one kisui. So if it's only one kisui, so it's only going to be one bracha. We get. But, which is why, one second. But according to Reb Yehuda, where Reb Yehuda says that if you shech chayev ha'of, we have to cover them separately. First, shech the chayos, cover the blood. Then shech the of and cover the blood of that. However, says the Gemara, one bracha. Amalei Ravina Rav Achabrei de Rav Amalei Rav Achabrei de Rav Rav Ashi Maishna Mitamidi de Rav. How is this any different than the students of Rav? What's the story? The Rav Bron Rav Chanano Tamidi de Rav Haviyasei Besu Daisa. Two students of Rav, Rav Bron Rav Chanano, they were sitting at a meal. Kai Alehu Rav Yeba Saba. There was a third person at the meal, Rav Yeba Saba. Amalei Hav Livrech. And they said like this. It's time to bench. Okay? Right. Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai Mirvel and Benchin. fluent. They had a fluent Yiddish.
Rabbi Sai Nevorech was not in the
dictionary. Sorry. So Hav Livrech. So they said so one of them said it's time to bench. Hadu Amrulei Hav Lishtei. And then there was another suggestion that was made. How about one more drink? Okay. and I say this, and do not take me out of context, but one more round. Okay? Amaluhu Rav Yeba Saba Hach Amarav. So Rav Yeba Saba says, no, too late. Kevin Damar Hav Levrech, it's a Lelamishte. Once we've said Hav Levrech, that is the end of the meal. We have now created a hefsek, a formal interruption of the meal. Meaning, the bracha that I made at the beginning of the meal, of hamotzi, that covers all the food in the middle, and all the drink in the middle, is because it's part of the meal. Once we said, let's bench, that has now formally established the end of the meal, and the only thing left to do is bench. And to now suggest that we're going to drink, it's too late. So, itzer lei, lemishtei chamrei. So hachinami. So now what the Gemara is arguing is like this. That here also, kaven de itapa leila kisui echayev leila bracha. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. So now, every time you shecht, there's a new requirement to do kisui. Okay. And that means then that that kisui is going to serve as a hefsek. So that means then that you're going to need new bracha. New bracha, by the way, I don't think I was clear about this before. A new bracha of shechita. Right? I wasn't clear. I'm thinking through what I said earlier. I wasn't clear about this. Meaning when he says bracha achas lekulan, he means the bracha of shechita. All right? I wasn't clear about that. Right? And I have it in my notes also. Okay, that's my fault. Huh? There's a bracha for kisui, but right now we're just focusing on the bracha of shechita.
But the bracha of kisui is an interruption for
shechita. Okay, and what the Gemara now is suggesting is that the act of kisui, not even the act of kisui, but the requirement to do kisui should serve as an interruption between shechting. And now listen carefully. The Gemara's answer over here is going to be very short, but very significant. Hachi hashta. The cases are not comparable. Hasta mishte avruche v'hadi hadade lo efshar. The Gemara says like this. We are in the middle of a meal. We are now approaching the end of the meal. The suggestion is made, let's bench. That suggestion has to be a hefsek. Why? Because the suggestion of let's bench means I now want to bench. I can't bench and continue eating at the same time. It's physically impossible to do both. So the mere suggestion of benching has to be a hefsek, because at this point in time now, we are now in the mindset of benching, and benching and eating cannot be done simultaneously. Therefore, it's a hefsek. Therefore, another round afterwards is just simply unacceptable, because we are now in the mindset of benching, and that is a hefsek. Okay. Understood. Apparently, the Gemara is not clear about this, but apparently they agreed also to the suggestion of benching, and it was everybody who then made the suggestion. When it comes to kisui hadam, the covering of the blood, that could be done in conjunction with shechita, meaning I can. The Gemara says this. I'm not trying to be fancy over here in explanation. The Gemara says you could shecht with one hand and cover with the other. I know you want to focus on the shechita. I understand that. There's a lot going on over here, and there's a lot at stake. Yeah, in other words, but it's the act of kisui does not negate the act of shechting. It could be done at the same time. Great discussion had over here in Tosfos. Can I point you to the first Tosfos on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph? Tosfos quotes the position of Rabbeinu Yom Tov. Okay, I thought it was a more contemporary name, but no, the Rishonim had the name Rabbeinu Yom Tov. So Rabbeinu Yom Tov, Shim Amar Me'achilas of Yitzpalel, Kishechozer Bala Echol, Tzarech Lavarech Birchas Amazon, Velito Yadov Lavarech Hamotzi, Mishim Demech Vetzluye Bahadiyada Delo Avshar. So Rabbeinu Yom Tov says like this, let's say, based on the Gemara's concept of the impossibility of doing both at the same time, let's say you're in the middle of a meal, and the sun's setting, and you haven't daven mincha yet, so you say to everyone, okay, let's get up, let's daven mincha. So Rabbeinu Yom Tov says, you know what, that signified the end of the meal. Even though you want to eat afterwards, Rabbeinu Yom Tov says, you're going to have to bench, wash again, and start the meal anew. Why? What's the logic behind it? Exactly what we're saying in the Gemara. It's a hefsek. Davening is a hefsek. Why? I can't eat and daven at the same time. Right? No, but you physically you can't do it. You can't ingest food and say the words. You can't do both at the same time. So Rabbeinu Yom Tov says, look at our Gemara's conclusion. That if two things cannot be accomplished at the same time, it's by definition a hefsek. I can't bench and drink at the same time, so that means that our suggestion to bench has to be a hefsek. So when we daven, davening and eating are mutually exclusive. They cannot be done at the same time. So davening's got to be a hefsek. It's a great argument. Tosfos does not accept the argument, even though it's presented by one of the Balei HaTosfos. Tosfos does not suggest it. Does not accept it. Ve'einira delo dami klal mishum dahacha havenivre havigamar. Sorry, have a gemar davar, the have the hefsek, the kain kisui, ilav de efshar bahadi adade. Look, yeah, it's a good argument. Tosfos says, when we get to the end of the meal, and then we say, Rabbasai Nevarech, what we're saying is the meal has come to a conclusion. It is a hefsek because not just I can't do the same both at the same time, but more significantly, I basically called out, the meal is over. Oh, when I say that, now I understand. And everyone looks at me and shakes their head and says, and I'm sorry, not shakes, but nods their head and says, yes, the meal has come to an end. And kisui hadam is conceptually the same thing, meaning I shecht. What's the end of shechting? I cover the blood. Covering the blood is pretty much the end of shechting. So these things are signifying the end. Davening has nothing to do with the meal. Two separate issues. It happens to be that right now we need to daven because sov's man tefillah. But davening is not signify the end of the meal. Davening just happens to be something I need to be doing right now because I'm going to lose my opportunity. So aval tefillah lo havi gemar l'seuda da'atu im birich b'seuda al ra'amim afilo bar pri agafin yitzarach lito yadav levar chamotzi. Right? Lightning strikes in the middle of a meal. And we make a bracha over lightning. That signifies the end of the meal? Of course not. Meaning, and the same thing is true with davening. Davening happened to have occurred in the middle of the meal, but that doesn't signify the end of the meal. Okay, so good discussion within Tosfos. And the bracha of kisui adam, yeah, but the bracha, the kisui you could do at the end anyway. Okay. Okay. I'm not sure. All right. Well, we'll pause over here. Tomorrow, a lot of great topics coming up tomorrow. Dichuya Mitzvot is coming up tomorrow. Stealing mitzvot, right? Big topic in tomorrow, stealing somebody else's mitzvah. You know, there's a penalty for stealing somebody's mitzvah. And tomorrow we start with the topic of tarovis, of mixtures. Okay, a lot of good stuff. Please come again.